Can I bring up something with the two of you? An issue that I have.
Okay.
Is this about the rash again, Ross?
No. No, no, that's all clearing up and everything.
Really?
Yeah. Who would have thought that the soot from a fire would be good for a rash?
It's a weird one.
Now, it does look infected, but the rash element of it is gone. Yeah. Now it's just scabby.
I'll be honest. I don't think you need to put those photos into our WhatsApp group anymore.
Yeah.
But I pulled all the business side to the side.
Yes, still
so it's
you
just
can see.
Pure Waterford hurler.
Waterford hurler?
Gooch.
I'm just
Kerry footballer.
That's the one. I was so good at sports.
Like, I loves me county. What's that got to do with anything?
That's the fella.
That's not the Gooch.
That's the Gooch.
No, it's not.
Gooch Cooper.
Oh, is it not?
No. Kidding, man.
Jesus, I was only a sport and a county away. That's the closest I've ever been. I've an issue.
Go on.
The amount of effing and jeffing that's going on in the office during the week is actually ridiculous.
Well, there's actually going to be no effing and jeffing on this podcast.
There will not?
No.
I won't stand for it at all.
Beep.
You're after jumping on board as well with all the effing and jeffing.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You jumped up there at one stage and you were like, let's effing do this, Jeff, or whatever. You were all over. You did a couple of effing. It's been a very weird week.
It's the Mercury.
It's Mercury's
Mercury
in retrograde.
Someone's in put retrograde.
Mercury. Oh, God.
Someone's put Mercury.
Someone has put Mercury in a microwave, I've been told, and it's not good.
What is retrograde? Going backwards.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok on this, so my knowledge of this is limited. But from the TikTok, it was saying that Mercury is going about its business, mm-hmm. spinning away, doing its thing, going in the way it should go. And then all of a sudden, it's as if it's forgotten something. And went, I have to go back again.
So then it goes back,
but it kind of does it in this kind of awkward, wobble. Twisty way back.
Oh, no.
Then it finds whatever it had forgotten and then decides to go back the normal way again. And that's when everyone gets back to normal. So there's 3 weeks of Mercury in retrograde. What that all means, I've no idea.
But apparently it makes everyone go lula.
A little bit loopy. People are a little bit more clumsier. Stupid things happen.
We were walking down Patrick's Hill and...
Where?
Patrick's Hill. In your Japan. And across the road at the corner of Gallagher's pub, there was a fella standing at the bin and we heard the slamming of a suitcase down on the ground. Hard plastic suitcase.
Which is what caught our attention.
Yes.
If he hadn't have done it, we probably would have just
And we all
past.
Went, oh, Jesus. And then he proceeded to slam open the lid of it and then started like throwing books, two books that were identical into it. Yeah. There was two girls standing beside him about in their early 20s, mid 20s, and a woman standing at the wall watching us, watching him going, ah, you see what's going on. And then he started to hand them boxes of open cereal and packets of chickadees, and he was dressed like he was in the uniform for Robin.
Yeah, there was leather gloves on.
Leather gloves, hood up. All track suited.
I think we might actually be detailing a crime.
Yes.
But he wasn't robbing the girls. It was like the girls were buying something.
They were quite happy to be there with the cereal for
whatever reason. It was
kind of
like a robbery in reverse.
Yeah.
He was kind of giving them back stuff.
Do you think he was in retrograde?
Was he?
Do you think he was a thief in retrograde? I think.
Was he Cork's Robin Hood?
I don't think so, because the girls didn't look like they needed stuff, but it looked like they sent him to the shop with a shopping list to rob, and then he robbed it. And then opened the stuff. Chickadees!
Yeah, it's a
very
weird buy.
Who puts their life on the line for chickadees?
And two identical books.
Yeah. The same book, twice.
Open cereal.
And they looked used books as well. I don't, very odd.
But the girl was trying to put an open pack of cereal into like a backpack that was turned around, that was like essentially on her stomach rather than on her back.
Like so when you play sumo wrestlers in school.
Yeah. Your straps are through your arms, but the main bulk of the bag is on the front. There was a lot going on.
Also, the Weetabix box was open, but there was also other stuff stuffed in top of the Weetabix. Mercury's in retrograde,
yeah,
guys.
Guys, it's all over. This has just been a weird week.
I forgot to tell you something on air this morning when we were doing the, you know, opening chat of like, you know, what did we get up to yesterday and stuff like that. I forgot that I was in comedy mode yesterday on the way to do the gig for the Joke Strokes. And I pulled in to get diesel and a coffee. Coffee, by the way, that I left on the roof of my car and left to go to the Everyman.
Oh, you didn't.
Got to the door of the Everyman and
I'd be raging.
Oh, no, I got a full coffee. I was so excited about the coffee. But anyway, as I left with my coffee and I was walking out of the petrol station, a fellow was walking in. But as he was walking in, he was doing a massive yawn. He was a taxi driver. There was only a taxi outside. Was the only other car. But he was very typical of your taxi driver.
Mm.
See how contagious that is? You just say yawn. And people start yawning. He was walking in. he was, you know, the big bunch of keys and, you know, the gilet kind of thing and jumper underneath and everything. He's pure looking taxi driver, like, you know. But he was doing a massive yawn. As I was walking the door, he was like, eah! And because I was probably in comedy mode, I went, oh, he's so sleepy. He didn't laugh. I didn't take very kindly to it. He just gave me the dirtiest look ever.
I won't lie, I'm actually relieved that that's what happened, because in my head I was like, you went to stick your finger in his mouth, didn't you? I fully thought that was what was coming.
I just stuck a joke in there. I was like, oh, he's so sleepy. I just kept walking. I was like, why?
That's definitely why you forgot the coffee on the roof. You're like, I gotta get out of here. Yeah. I gotta get out of here quickly.
Scanning which one is his car.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. We've had really bad sleeps as well all week.
Yeah.
All of us. This has been the worst week since we've started, definitely, in terms of tiredness. We've all been like zombies.
Yeah, you've been having some very vivid dreams.
Oh, my dreams are absolutely insane.
Every morning when you come in, it feels like you've been to the cinema the night before.
Yours is terrible as well.
Oh, there we go. Effin and Jeffin.
Your sleep is terrible. You just forgotten how to sleep. You're like some weird kind of like nocturnal animal now.
Yeah.
You come in every morning and you're like, yeah, I just didn't get enough of it. And when I did, then it wasn't actually sleep. My eyes were open and I was cleaning.
My eyes were open. I average about 4.5 hours sleep.
That's ridiculous.
That's my nightly average according
Definitely
to my Fitbit. No, not at all.
But there'll surely be one night where you'll just conk.
Friday is a day.
Then put the park run and everything.
Yeah. Friday, I am useless. If anybody wants to meet up on Friday night or go out or anything, I'm like,
Oh, sorry. I thought you were like, if anyone wants to meet up on Friday night, I'm anyone's.
More Effin and Jeff in there now. Yeah. There was no need for it.
No. Apologise.
What do you mean apologise?
Apologise. You called me.
I called you a hypothetical.
No, you didn't.
Have you ever been a s?
I don't think so. No.
You always say to me, I'm a s for, and then you always no. say.
Do you see how he's after risotto. Just pushing this out to other people?
I don't think I've ever had risotto. I've heard it's like porridge, but rice.
Can I just say the deflection here has been wonderful.
Yeah.
Ross deflected from the talk to risotto.
And then you're like, I want an apology. And we're like, we're talking about food again. Relax.
Also, I am not one of them. I'm more of a saucy minx.
Saucy minx?
Yeah.
Oh, is there a difference?
Which is very PG. No effing and Jeff in there. And that's my go-to dance move on night out. Isn't it?
You drop.
Yeah.
Do you just give us a drop
Absolutely
now?
Absolutely not.
Go on.
I'll rip my pants.
So you will not.
I will.
You will not. Oh.
Here we go.
Get up.
Why don't we just pretend it?
No, come on.
So he's come standing on. Up. Okay, can you give the description, please, for people that are listening, Ross?
Oh, is it the one hand in front of your crotch.
And you go down.
No, you gotta.
Okay, they're both at it now. Okay, right. Okay. Okay. So Ross just demonstrated how to do the drop. Okay.
Okay.
Box, you're up now.
3, 2, 1, go.
How good.
Lorraine, come on.
No, I'm not going to. There are windows all over the studio and I am wearing a skirt today, so no thank you. No thank you.
You'll be fine.
Just tell everyone Mercury's in retrograde.
I'll be honest.
Else in retrograde.
When I woke up this morning, I did not think I would be seeing that at lunchtime.
There
so
you go.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, every day is different.
I didn't think we'd all be accusing each other of being slow. Are we talking about what you asked me to do earlier?
Can do if you want to.
Go on. What am I doing at your wedding? I can't believe I've got a role at your wedding. Do I get a page boy suit or something?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. John, entrance.
Can I do the petals? Can I walk up with the petals?
You can, yeah. You can be the flower boy. Ross is going to write and it's a weird saying perform.
Read,
I suppose. Yeah. Ross is going to write and read. Is it a poem or a reading?
A piece. You haven't told me what you want yet, like.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Imagine if I went totally rogue and just roasted the two of you.
He's great, isn't he?
What is this going to be about? Is this like instead of a reading?
Yeah,
is
so
this...
we're going to do, so the ceremony is going to be like 20 minutes, half an hour.
Is it humanist?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Devil wedding, like.
Yeah. He's an official official guy.
An officiant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a religious wedding.
No.
It's a devil wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, we're off to a good start here now with his writing. Yeah. Okay.
No, yeah. I'll just rock up dressed as Satan. So what? Oh yeah. So we're not doing like the usual readings, the John 3:16, Sam or whatever they are.
Oh, St. Paul to the Corinthians are going to be raging now.
Yeah, no, those lads have been benched.
No responsorial psalm.
I don't think so.
No, okay.
I don't know.
Not if it's not wedding, not religious. No.
I did suggest that we hand out, cut up a little bit of sourdough for the bread, but Sarah said that would be too far for the older the older people at the Mass or the ceremony. So we're doing two, we said we'd do two readings, but then we were thinking, oh, it'd be nice if Ross could write something and do something.
Very cheeky. Very cheeky.
What do you mean?
He's looking for all sorts of. But he's getting you to DJ now next.
He's very good. So we're going to do a reading. I won't say he's doing the other reading just in case we change our mind.
Is it John's plan?
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, I thought you were going to say leave it as a surprise because it'd be cool.
Regular old Joe Soap or something. And then we thought if you did something, that would be great. Yeah. Because you're very good.
You're very good.
Sarah was like, make sure now you say we'd be honoured to have you practice. And I said, I think you'll die. I think you'll drop dead and die if I say it like that.
How nervous are you, Ross?
Do you know what? It's a bit weird because like my instincts is like, I'm going to make this hilarious. But then I'm like...
Yeah, but do, because there's going to be nothing normal about the wedding.
Well, I mean, there's only one line we all want to hear.
Tan or glow?
No. Oh, no.
Going, and of course, Sarah's tan is fantastic. She has that tan or glow. Day ruined.
No, there's only one line we want to hear. When you woke up.
Oh.
It's the weekend.
No.
Join me. No.
No.
What's the...
This is a very fancy.
Screw you guys. I know the Efton Jeff did you again.
No more Efton Jeff.
What if I wrote it?
Yeah.
And Lorraine read it? Because Lorraine's got a better reading voice. Because she's professional.
No. Because it's got to be read by the voice that wrote it.
No.
Oh.
No.
Yes. Well,
I'll leave ye.
Think about it. I write it.
No.
And I'd be like, hello, I'm Lorraine. And then. And I'm here to read this thing to you. It's a Kilmarry accent.
Yeah, and all the relations from Kerry be like, what's she saying? What?
Did you ever ride your cousin?
No.
Did you ever eat silage on a Thursday?
We thought it would be nice, so I said I'd ask you, and you're very good. So it'd be grand.
You're very good.
It'd be great.
You're very good.
Yeah. I already said yeah.
How long does it have to be? Have you given him a time limit?
Oh no,
it's 10 minutes.
No, it doesn't. 10 minutes. Rustin, 7 minutes.
The celebrant is going to be like, guys.
Anyone here from the town, guys?
I have to say, the celebrant is an absolute scream as well. He's an ex detective.
What?
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, Ross, you've got competition.
An ex detective.
Yeah.
How do you go from being an ex detective to being a celebrant?
I don't know.
That's a wild story.
Retirement, just staying somewhat active after retirement, maybe.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah. Also, easy money.
Wouldn't there also, though, be the temptation to try and catch out one of them? Like, if you're a detective, you're always going to be in detective mode for the rest of your life. It's like once a Marine, always a Marine. So then are you going to spot something and just be like...
Is that who I think it is?
Where? Oh! Something very dramatic happened that we weren't able to talk about on air.
Yeah.
So we all just got a bit of a ooh, and then we had to turn off the mics and then start again. So we've taken like a 3-minute break, but we're back again. And the tea is spilling everywhere.
Piping hot.
Oh my God. That's it for a little chatty chat. Let's move into the podcast, will we?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Lots coming up.
Loads of things. We had a What's Your Problem. We also had Donian giving us financial advice as well.
Yeah.
What else did we do?
Mutia from Mutia. The Sugar Babes was on the show this week.
And I appeared on Vietnamese TV.
Amazing.
Or did he not?
Enjoy.
Thanks for listening.
Lorraine and Ross in the morning.
Cork's 96 FM.
Lorraine and Ross in the morning on Cork's 96 FM. Very excited to be talking to this lady because she's part of a band that provided the soundtrack to the noughties, monster hits, the likes of Round Round, you've got Overload, Push the Button, About You Now, Too Lost in You, Hole in the Head, Freak Like Me. I could go on here. and they are back. The OG lineup. They've got new music. They've got a big tour going on. The Sugar Babes are back, and Mutia is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What a backlog of songs there. What a catalogue Sugar Babes have.
When you were saying that, I was thinking to myself, oh, that's quite a lot, actually.
Myself. Sugar Babes music, I have to say, it's got such a special place in my heart. It just brings me right back to my teenage days. Those school discos, all the way up to starting college as well. Your music has got so many memories for me, but I can only imagine now that you guys are back in business again, there must be so many memories that are coming back to you. Like, do you find yourself being transported to like random gigs and festivals and TV appearances when you're singing all the old songs again?
Absolutely. I think I enjoy the music more now than I did before.
Wow.
It's, you know, because obviously it's, when you have such a break and or you do festivals or you do shows, you do bring back so much memories. It does bring back, you know, the feelings, and there's always something that makes you think, oh my God, I remember that. But we're just having a ball really singing all these songs. Like, it's just been such an amazing last 2 years.
Listen, we're so excited to see the Sugar Babes back in Ireland, back in Cork. Mm-hmm. May 23rd, you're going to be playing the iconic venue here in Cork at Live at the Marquee. Ireland just loves Sugar Babes. Yes. Do you feel that?
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, we love coming to Ireland anyway. Like, every time we come, we always have a great time. We catch up with family. I've got family actually from County Cork.
Oh, go
and,
on.
And Limerick. So I always get, that's like my best times to kind of be able to kind of meet up with them at some point. It's really hard sometimes, obviously, you know, when we're moving around. But when I get a chance to go to Ireland, I do love to try and meet up with family. And Siobhan always meets up with her family, always.
Mutia, I would like an apology from you. Yeah, I would like an apology.
What happened?
Okay. Last summer, I was down in Waterford at All Together Now Festival, and I was looking at a full comedy tent of audience, and I was like, oh, I'm on now in about 5 minutes. Can't wait for this. It was starting to rain, and I was like, geez, everyone's going to stay in this tent now.
Ross is a stand-up comedian, just to give you some context.
So I'm standing backstage.
I see where this is going.
I'm standing backstage going, it's raining, no one's going to leave this tent. I have a full captive audience. It's going to be a great 25 minutes of stand-up. And then all I hear through the barricade is, Sugar Babes on the main stage, Sugar Babes on the main stage. And 450 people, as if they were connected by a tether, left the tent, and I was left with 12 people that were probably tripping balls.
You know what? I hope you take my apology. I am definitely sorry.
Apologize. When I heard you were on, I was like, could I go as well? Would I be missed?
Well, why didn't you come as well? Oh, no, sorry. No,
I was contractually obliged to stay.
Should have just brought the stand-up gig over.
Should've.
May 23rd, the Sugar Babes, the OGs, are coming to play live at the Marquee here in Cork. Mutia, an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Thanks for taking the time.
No, thank you, guys.
Lorraine and Ross in the morning. Cork's 96 FM. Lorraine and Ross in the morning.
Cork's 96 FM. Tell me lies, tell me
sweet little lies. This is the part of the show where we basically act like mini detectives, really,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, I wouldn't say mini. That's kind of putting my stature down, but anyway.
One of us will give a statement and it's up to the other two to try and figure out if that statement is true or is it false. Mm-hmm. And today, it's a producer book special.
What's your story?
So, today's story involves me appearing in a TV advert for a Vietnamese TV channel.
All right. Whoa. I love the way it was like, Vietnamese.
Okay, I'm going to take for granted this is when you were travelling. Did you know that
Bob
went travelling?
Did I mention I might have mentioned it once. Yes, this was when I was travelling. I was in Vietnam for just under 2 months.
Do you have a speaking part in the ad?
I didn't have a speaking part in the ad.
Okay, tell us what the ad was for and what you were doing.
The ad was for a car, for a company that sold secondhand used cars.
Okay, so this was like one of those homemade small company cars.
No, it wasn't. I wouldn't say small homemade by any standards.
Okay,
yeah,
big production.
There was a camera on a crane, which is that thing that kind of swoops over the crowd.
Yeah, we know what cranes are, yeah.
So did you have a main role in the ad, or are you an extra?
I wouldn't say main role, but I was definitely co-main. So I was like,
but non-speaking?
Non-speaking.
Okay.
Yeah, there was two other people and they were speaking at me.
Okay. What was the context of the ad? Like, tell me the story of the ad.
Basically, they would come up and say, hello, how are you? Look at this lovely car. Would you not like to buy it? And then I proceeded to say, yes, what a lovely car. I bought the car.
So you did speak?
No, as in like the nod.
Okay.
So why did they cast a honky white man with a big Irish head, which I am assuming was sunburnt as well, to have a non-speaking role? Just nodding and buying a car. Could they not have cast somebody who could have added a bit more authenticity to it?
They thought it was Jack Osborne. That's what happened. They were like, oh my God, he's so cheap.
As you drive off, is there a voice going, Sharon?
In the ad, yes. Do you drive the car?
No, not in the ad, so I do get into the car as if I'm about to drive off.
So they hired you with zero acting skills.
Yeah.
Zero Vietnamese and zero driving skills to be a man in Vietnam buying a car.
Yeah.
Talk us through the day of filming.
Okay, so it was actually quite a long day for a very small part, I have to say. After about hour two, I was like...
Hour two of just nodding and going...
After about hour two, I was kind of like, I wouldn't mind going home now, to be honest. This is plenty. So I got collected at 9:30.
Wow, they sent a car for you
Car. Well, it was a minibus. Let's not go too ahead of ourselves.
It was their version of the number 8.
Yeah, there were seven other people in it. Went in and then we were shown the set.
Yeah.
Lots of smoke machines.
Why so much smoke?
Don't know. I think they were trying to big it up, kind of going,
mystery.
Look how nice this car is.
I'm going to say it's a lie.
It's not.
And the reason I'm going to say it's a lie is because you would have definitely mentioned... You would have definitely been... actually, guys, you're looking at a Vietnamese star right here. Yeah. So, no.
I may not have brought it up before because there might have been a bit of controversy to it.
What was the controversy?
I refused to do my own stunts and break down in contract negotiations after that. They said they could only pay me half of what they were going to pay me, and I wasn't standing.
Because of what?
What?
Because why?
Because I wouldn't do my own stunts.
What stunts?
I had to slide across the bonnet. Yeah, so it was like...
He's so happy with his new purchase.
It was the big deal was done, and it was like he's so happy with his purchase of the secondhand quality car. They were like, ka-ching, got the keys, slide across the bonnet, hop in, and then wave as you're driving off.
What do you think?
Up until the bonnet bit, I was convinced. He was very quick with the minivan and the number of people and everything. But up until he said you should slide across the bonnet. Although I would pay to see that.
Yeah.
I'm going with it. It's a lie.
Two lies.
Yeah.
Two lies.
Yeah.
I was really hoping
you lost your way.
I have to say, you're going to be gutted. You're actually going to be gutted. Look at it. You can't believe it already. This was, in fact, a true lie.
You've done yourself a cropper by talking too much. Amazing. Lorena and Ross.
A lot of people are probably sitting in traffic right now going, oh God.
It's a very Monday-looking Monday.
It's very Monday. Kids are back in school. Mm-hmm. Easter holidays are over.
We went from a 4-day week to a 5-day week.
It's the Mondayest of Mondays. So I think we should probably have a bit of a pitching session, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
This is your opportunity to get something off your chest. Big or small. And the beauty of it all, nobody even needs to know that it's you. Nope. Because rather than bringing the tone down,
we're pitching the tone up.
We're pitching you up. Changing your voice. Don't even have to tell us your name if you don't want to. Just get something off your chest. Ross Byrne, starting with you. What would you like to get off your chest?
I'm sick and tired of when people always have to make such a big deal about Diet Coke or Coke Zero. It's the same thing. Stop going, sorry, can I get a Coke Zero? Or get a Diet Coke. And they're like, what's wrong with you? Oh, a Coke Zero, please. They're
feel
both
like,
gammy Cokes.
I feel like he's targeting me in that one there now. I think you're very much...
They're just gammy Cokes.
Also, controversial, because Diet Coke tastes nothing like Coke Zero, but Coke Zero tastes exactly like full fat Coke.
It does
Agreed.
Not.
Agreed.
It does not. It tastes like Stevia. No.
You feeling better though after that little rant?
Okay. A bit of vent.
Producer Box over there, anything you'd like to get off your chest this Monday morning?
Do you know what I hate? I absolutely hate when people bring up
tinned chicken.
Chicken in a can is amazing.
Chicken in a can, absolutely disgusting. Who's eating that? If you're eating that, get in the bin.
But when you put it in the bin, then it goes,
oh my God, it's actually horrendous. No one
pitch,
look it
pitch up.
Up,
please.
Oh, it's actually horrendous. No one look it up. No one. Yeah,
sure. Lorraine?
Do you know people that announced they're taking a break from social media? We don't need to know. We didn't even notice you were missing.
It's only Fred Cook's wife.
We don't need to know you're taking a break from social media. No. You'll be back on again tomorrow, Susan, okay?
You've it's just fine. Used social media to tell us you're not on social media.
It's fine. It's fine. If you want to get something off your chest this morning, send us a WhatsApp voice note, 0833 96 96 96, just like Jason did.
Hi, guys. Do you know what I hate? Was walking to a gym changing room and you're greeted by a 70-year-old man's wrinkly arse. Then he proceeds to have a conversation with you while drying his undercarriage. And the last thing he puts on is his underpants. Jeez.
Oh, so
how did you get him over the shoes?
Enjoy your breakfast, everybody. All right, this one from Sinead. Morning, Sinead.
Hey, guys. So something that really annoys me at the moment is people who bring in smelly foods into work and then use communal areas to like heat them up and eat them, like tuna or salmon and things like that. It's the most annoying thing ever because you're left with the smell for the whole entire day.
Can we include Bovril in that one as well? Is that included?
I'm sorry, no. I have a disability, so stop stop ostracising me. It is, I'm missing a sense.
Let's take one more from Johnny. What do you reckon, Johnny?
How are we doing, lads? Do you know the thing that really, really annoys me? Do you know when you come home from work and you go over and you throw some, go to throw something into the bin and the missus was at the bin before you and she throws the milk bottle into the bin, not even squashed, and the cork back on it. It buys me blood, lads. It buys my blood.
I hear you, brother.
Monday morning. It's grey. It's miserable in Cork City. People are back to work after the Easter break, back to school again, back to traffic again. Ugh. Do you know what? We're feeling every bit of this Monday morning.
Look at the traffic up Patrick Street.
Look at that greyness. There's 50 shades of grey out there. Not in a good way. Not in a good way. So you know what? We said we'd have a bit of a pitch and a moan this morning.
Yeah.
A bit of a pitching session. Your opportunity to get something off your chest. Something that's grinding your gears.
Yeah, something that's annoying you. Something that's vexing you. By the way, we need to bring back the word vexing. Vexing isn't used enough. I'm vexed.
I am so vexed, this morning. So vexed. I'm going to lie, there's been a lot of weather stuff coming in today, understandably. Yeah. Also a lot of traffic stuff coming in, like this from JP.
So something that really grinds my gears, right, and I do feel a lot of people will jump on board with this, is when you let somebody go in the car and they don't acknowledge it at all. And I get it, people have things in their mind and everything, but my God, when you're sitting there waiting for them to pass and you're like, oh, what a great deed I just did. And they don't thank you or put up a salute. Gets on my nerves. So there we go.
Scum.
What you got to do, right, is just drive around permanently with one finger up so you're always saluting somebody.
This
on
the
one.
Road.
No, not that one. Drive. With your index finger pointed. It's the country salute. Just keep it up permanently. Yeah, you're waving to everybody all the time. You look really
Make sure
friendly.
The thumb isn't out though, because then it's like you're telling everyone a loser.
You're a loser. Yeah, actually, be very careful how you do that. We've been asking you to send in your WhatsApp voice notes this morning. We will pitch you up so we don't bring the tone down. Hello to Aoife as well.
There is nothing more annoying in the whole wide world than people sucking out of a straw loudly when there's absolutely nothing left in the cup. You're not going to get any more out of it.
That's up there now. That's up there with the yogurt carton people. You know the people that scrape every miserable
it's
little
gone.
Morsel. Put it down, Susan.
It's gone.
Put it down. It's gone.
It's ridiculous. You're going to be scooped up the plastic there in a minute.
Don't get me started on people that lick the lids on their yogurts. Don't get me started on those people.
Oh, wait.
No.
I do that. Ooh. And I also do that to the McNugget sauce from McDonald's.
Ah, come on, you animal.
I do run my finger around the inside of that thing. And I also run my finger around the inside of a tuna can as well. If I eat tuna directly out of the can.
You can rip your finger open.
I've done it before.
Oh my God. Let's take one more from Claire.
Do you know what drives me absolutely mad? When they end up doing roadworks for an hour long to build like a relief lane, and you have to deal with that for however long until the relief lane is ready. And then every time you try to use the lane, you have some Aegis halfway up that's blocking the two lanes as if you're cheating. You're not cheating. It's to relieve the traffic. So we've all just put up at roadworks for nothing because you're demanding we still all use the one lane and just fondly gaze at the empty lane beside us.
Fondly gaze.
Amazing.
Sounds like a drag act.
I bet you she feels better.
Lorraine and Ross in the morning.
Cork's 96 FM.
And guys, forget everything you knew about Gary V, Richard Branson, Stephen Bartlett. When it comes to entrepreneurs, there's only one man that you need to know about.
Your lift is broken.
He's very heavy breathing.
Your lift is broken.
There is nothing this man doesn't know about business. Donny's in the house. Good morning, Donny.
How are you?
Very good, very good. You're looking well.
Hiya.
The bandana really suits you.
It's a do-rag.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's what all, it's what all the young people are wearing now.
Looking well. You're rocking it, man. Yeah. You are rocking it. Yeah. Donny, you were a busy man. As I said there.
Up.
There.
The proverbials, as they say.
There's nothing you don't know about the world of business and entrepreneurship. What's going on? What's the latest? What's happening?
I'm in here now. I'm looking for an investor for a company, my company.
Oh?
Yeah, it's called Donny Ways Up.
Donny Ways Up.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We have a
okay.
team song and everything. Yeah. Donny Ways Up, baby, for you and me now.
What does your company, Donny Ways Up, do?
Oh, what don't we do? Loads of things. It's like it's a multi thing. What you call it?
Business.
That's the word, girl. That's the word. You go for the first business is I show up. I'm very hands on. Do you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I show up at parties and I do the food and I DJ as well.
All right.
Yeah, it's called Mixy Dishy.
Mixy Dishy.
Yeah.
That's a catchy name. It's got a bit of a ring to it.
Company's trying to sue me over it. Yeah, and Mixy Dishy.
Where do you get the food then? Mixy Dishy.
What do you mean? Where do I get it?
Yeah.
Which is my own. I have another business then called Donny Kebabs.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, Donny Kebabs. Bases. Yeah, now due to laws and false advertising, the slogan I had to go with was best kebabs within a 40-foot radius abandoned post office.
I mean, a little bit wordy.
But that's a fact. You can take that to the bank.
It gets to the point. So, we're looking for investors then. Who are you looking for in terms of an investor for your company?
I've been doing a profile and I've been thinking about this now. What I basically need is an older person who doesn't ask any questions and just gives me whatever I want. Like the business equivalent of a sugar daddy.
Lovely.
But so, he's not getting any of this though.
All right. Oh, no, you're saving that.
No.
So you've got, okay, let me see here. You've got a catering DJ business.
Mixy Dishy.
Mixy Dishy. You've got the kebab business.
Donny Kebabs.
Donny Kebabs. Is there anything else?
The other one then doesn't need any funding at all. Self-funding. So I'm recruiting people who all pay €200 and then they're below me on like a tier.
Right.
You know? Then they each recruit people and then they get a share of the money of everyone below them.
Donny, that's a pyramid scheme.
I prefer the term triangle system.
No, I'm pretty sure they're illegal, Donny. Pyramid schemes.
There's loads of things, loads of laws that make no sense. Don't mind illegal. Do you know it's illegal to have a wash in the fountain outside Hillbillies?
I would believe so, yes.
The fountain out they have, eh?
Listen, you are a seasoned businessman. What advice would you be giving to aspiring entrepreneurs that are listening in this morning?
Don't take no for an answer.
Brilliant, yeah.
Actually, just not just no. Also, don't take that's the worst business idea forever for an answer. Or how do you expect us to take you seriously when you forgot to wear pants? Or sorry, you're making a scene. Or get out of my office, we've called the guards. Or put down the golf club, put your hands behind your head and slowly get down on the ground.
Lorraine and Ross in the morning.
Cork's 96 FM.
What's your problem?
With Lorraine and Ross in the morning. Cork's 96 FM.
But first, we've got a juicy problem to deal with. We do this every Thursday on the show. We try to help a listener out with something that's bothering them, a bit of a dilemma, problem. Mm-hmm. We've got big stuff. We've got fat stuff. We've got small stuff. Insignificant stuff. Niggly stuff.
What are we looking at this morning?
We're looking at saucy, spicy
stuff. Oh, I love spicy, spicy.
It's making you hungry, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We got a message from Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Whose name we've changed just to protect her. And she's looking for advice on something, and I think a lot of people will have experience of this.
Okay, so she said, "Hi guys, I'm looking for your advice on something. I was in the kitchen the other day making a snack, and my boyfriend came in from the gym and threw his gym gear into the washing machine and went upstairs for a shower.
Mm-hmm.
He left his phone on the worktop.
Okay.
Now, I would never be someone to go through their boyfriend's phone. I've no trust issues, and he's never given me any reason to have trust issues. But he got a message, and when it pinged, I happened to look over at the phone and saw a message pop up. It was from a number with no name attached to it, and the message said, 'Whatever you do, don't tell Stephanie. I'm Stephanie.'"
Aww.
We've obviously changed that name again. "Who is this random person messaging my boyfriend about me, and what the hell is it that they're telling him, 'Whatever he does, don't tell me'? I don't want to appear to be a bunny boiler and confront him about it like I was going through his phone, and it sounds like a weak excuse to be like, 'Oh, I just happened to see a message come through on your phone.' But it's driving me mad thinking, what was the message about and who was it from? What should I do?"
Ooh. Oh my God, I love it.
That would send me up the walls now wondering about that.
"Whatever you do, don't tell Stephanie.
No name attached."
No.
If there was a name attached, this could be... This, yeah. She wouldn't even have to message
if
us.
If she saw a message from her brother or something, she's like, "Oh, they're planning a surprise party or something."
Yeah, that's my first question. Stephanie, when is your birthday? Because there might be some kind of a surprise going on. This could be actually a really positive thing. It might not be anything... Whatever. Don't give me that face. No, we're trying to think positive about
whatever
this.
You do, don't tell Stephanie. Sounds like
don't
more...
Don't tell her anything about the amazing presents we've bought for her.
No, I'd say like keep it. Just make sure you keep it a secret. Make sure you keep it a secret now or something. Well, whatever you do, don't tell Stephanie. Sounds like something was said in confidence.
I'm sorry, but this feels like the ending of an episode of EastEnders.
Hang on a second. Who was it from and what should I do?
What do we reckon?
I don't know.
See, if she says something to the boyfriend, she has to say, "I saw it coming up on your phone." He's going, "Are you looking through my phone?" And then she's like, "No, I just saw it." I get it. She says it to herself. It's a weak excuse.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a very tricky one. But then you see a message with your own name in it, something about you and also you being left out of something. You're like, what the hell is going on?
Mm.
It could be anything. It could be he lent money to someone. It could be he's planning some big surprise. It could be... somebody got bad news and they're like, "Don't tell her about it." Like, it could be anything. Like,
a lot of couples are okay about looking at each other's phones, that they don't care. It's like, yeah, whatever's in there, I have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people are just like, you know what, it's my phone. Stay
I don't,
out of it.
I would be a bit dubious of somebody saying, "I want to check your phone."
Yeah.
But I would then be of the same person who would be like, "Here, there's my phone, use it if you need to use it there later," or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm. I wouldn't be the type of person that's like, "Oh no, what is my PIN code? I forget it." So I think if either way, when somebody wants to look through someone's phone, it's a bit of a red flag. I think if somebody won't let you look through their phone, that's a massive red flag.
Yeah. I want to stay positive about this, but I can't help but feel this.
My brain is going to...
There's something dodgy going on, isn't there? There is something dodgy. What do we reckon, Cork? Any advice for Stephanie this morning? This from Emma.
Morning, guys. Hope you're well. Emma here. I'm just sending a note there in relation to Stephanie's dilemma. I'd 100% say it to him. Sure, like, if you weren't snooping, then you've nothing to be guilty about. And if it's going to eat you up inside, then what's the point? Like, you need to just say it to him. You don't have to be, like, confrontational about it. You just have a question, your phone. Just tell him the truth.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
All right.
Yeah.
Looking for a bit of closure.
Yeah. Gary as well getting involved.
She made a big boo-boo there. She should have taken down the phone number, you see. Maybe got someone, maybe a colleague or a friend to ring it. Who's that? You'll find out then who it is. Narrow down the old options.
Who's that?
That is a very good point. If she had the number, she could do a little bit of detective work herself.
Everyone's getting very, very scandalous now in their
You're listening to
in their suggestions, little detective.
Marie?
Morning, guys. I think Stephanie should hold tight and let's see what pans out. It could be an old friend that got in touch with him that wants to surprise her or something. Something, you know, the family are planning. Could be her birthday coming up. It could be just a surprise. I think she needs to have a little bit of faith in her boyfriend that she's with. And if it's not that, well, then, you know, she'll find out soon enough anyway that if he's cheating or doing whatever, you know, behind her back. So, yeah, I think she should have a little faith.
I could never just sit
just
that
sit
one
back
out.
Just sit back and relax.
No, I couldn't. Stay away from his phone, you nosy Parker. Stephanie says, Pat. Love the show, by the way. Thanks, Pat. One more from Mick. Mick, what do you think?
Morning, guys. You're on there about the phone and that woman seeing the message and stuff like that. My wife doesn't even know I have a phone.
Okay. Not really helping the
not
situation.
Not really helping, Mick.
Lorraine and Ross in the morning.
Cork's 96 FM.
Thank you for having breakfast with us. And thank you to everybody who's been getting involved in Wrap Up the Show. Ross is about to wrap up the show, which always feels very strange to say because it feels like we're ending the show randomly at 8:10.
No.
Is literally going to rap for us, dropping a freestyle rap made up on the spot and completely based on the words that you've been suggesting. We've been asking you to send in your WhatsApp voice notes with what you're looking at there and then, what is in front of you, and Ross will include these words in his rap this morning. Words like this one from Angela. Morning, Angela.
Kitchen roll.
She wants you to include kitchen roll in this morning's wrap. Okay. You got it. Okay. Raksha as well.
Blue sky.
Ooh, a little bit low there, but she says blue sky. You got to get that into the wrap. John, what are you looking for?
I'm looking at Mitchellstown.
Mitchellstown, you got to get in there. We got Lorraine.
Good morning.
Woo.
Right now, I'm looking at Lily and Milo.
Lily and Milo.
Okay.
Three words
Lily,
in there.
Lily and Milo. Okay.
Lily and Milo. Sylvia as well. Hello, Sylvia.
Looking at the beautiful sun shining beside me as I look out over the N25 in Middleton.
Oh my God, that was beautiful. I don't know if we need a wrap after that.
That was like a soliloquy.
Mick, good morning. What are you looking at?
Tom O'Dell's orange.
Okay, it's a...
Tom O'Dell's orange.
Tom O'Dell's orange, right? Nice one, Mick. We got Pat as well.
Morning. I'm looking at a Energy Wiser van.
Energy Wiser van. This is going to be one interesting wrap this morning. Val, what are you looking at?
Oreo cereal.
Oreo cereal. Get that in there. What else have we got?
Curtains.
Can you get curtains into this morning's wrap? Sharon.
Sheep.
Sharon's looking at sheep.
My brother Kieran.
My brother Kieran, says somebody else. Okay. And let's get one more for this morning's wrap from Tara.
Cleanser.
Cleanser. Alrighty, you got your list of words.
God.
There
okay.
It is, an eclectic bunch of words. Thank you to everybody for getting involved and getting in touch this morning. Let's see what you make of this. Okay. Ross Brown laying it down. Let's go.
Now I'm about to spill the tea, so get the kitchen roll. I did a bum workout and I've got a bitchin' hole. I'm looking outside and I see a blue sky, and some people say I'm just like a new guy. I wax down there because I'm a modern man. Yes, right, it's like Mitchellstown Square with a van. Yeah, I just want to say hi to Millie Milo because I'm just feeling silly and high though. That's right, yeah, this piece of poetry in motion. I want a naughty person's a person with notions. I want to eat an orange from Tom O'Dell, but if I don't really throw it away, I might go to hell because everybody likes recycling in the bin. And if you don't do it, it's a mortal sin. Put it in the Energy Wiser van. I don't spend money, I'm a total miser, man. Some things I say, they feel ethereal. If you want to be fat, then choose an Oreo cereal. Yeah, my body's hurtin' because I'm on the pull like a pair of curtains. Yeah, and I don't follow people, I'm not a sheep. And sometimes I drop an F-bomb, so you have to use the bleep now. This girl's looking at her bro. I'm like a keen gardener because I'm fond of a hoe. Yeah, and some people think that I go and cleanser. I spenser, influencer. I'm like a cleanser. I take all the things, they're right out of your pores. And some people say, what's a whore? It's another name for, never mind.
Lorraine and Ross in the morning. Cork's 96 FM.
There you go now. Nice serving of a podcast on a little platter for you.
So after the ceremony, they're actually just going to squeeze in one or two christenings. And they were wondering if you could do the water.
And the chrism.
Yeah,
Get you a water gun, you'd be grand.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, yeah. Close.
Yeah, and I'll just start, because my, you know, whenever I'm talking to kids anyway, I'm always like, strong name.
Now, there are also horses on site. So if you want to ride in on the back of a horse.
That's her thing. That's just the water transport in Kilmurry. Yeah. Horses. When did you stop riding horses and start moving around into vehicles?
Do you know how to get to Kilmurry?
About 4 days on horseback. That's it. Have a listen to us from Monday to Friday, where next week we've got a massive giveaway and we're going to be giving you a chance to win big as well with the old Dubliner cheese.
Yeah.
And of course the usual $2,000 up for grabs in the $2,000 minute and way more crack, like what you just heard, but different. That's it. Peace out. Westlife. Heads down. Mercury's coming for you.